B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
God, please, no! No!
Time now for Morning Thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap? Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
Well, let me just first say this. Breaking news. Chuck Fletcher spoke to the media today. And apparently they haven't even started coaching search yet. So I just wanted to update you on the orange and black.
That's great news.
Yeah, there's that. So Chris in Jenkintown was calling in to talk Eagles. We never got into the Eagles, so I'll just say this. So I'm not the biggest Jalen Hurts fan. I don't think he's that great of a quarterback. But it's killing me right now, Connor. I loved the draft. Loved it. I like Devontae Smith more than a lot of people, apparently. Because there are people that don't think he's like a number one receiver. You have Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Dallas Goedert, Miles Sanders, who I'm not the biggest fan of Miles Sanders, but I know that he is an explosive running back. And when you have all those weapons, it should only open up more holes, right, for him. The offensive line is still the deep offensive line you had last year. Like, I'm about to just be like, I'm no longer analyzing Hurts. Because the offense should be so much fun to watch this year.
Yeah, it should
be. And it's not like he's Garrett Gilbert, right? Like he's a starting quarterback in the NFL for maybe not a legit Super Bowl team. He's an elite backup, like, you know, if we're having that conversation, right? Like he's better than, like, Garrett Gilbert was the backup for the Washington Commanders, right? So I look at it and I go, man, yeah, they don't have a secondary, which is concerning. But like this offense, if he improves his game a little bit from a throwing standpoint, a little bit, could be so much fun to watch, but I can't help but keep on going. Like they trade for A.J. Brown, and a buddy, I'll tell you right now, a buddy of mine texts me, he goes, yo, what do you think about the trade? I was like, it's awesome. Until the quarterback can't hit him. And, like, I don't want to be that guy because you have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. A.J. Brown spoke to the media yesterday talking about how Jalen Hurts is his best friend. A.J. Brown wasn't really happy with what's going on in Tennessee, right? What happens next year if Jalen Hurts is no longer the guy? They get rid of his best friend. That's going to lead to something. Like, I need Jalen Hurts to be good, Connor. I almost need it. Because I want this offense to thrive this year, and I want it to thrive for years to come, and I want those two first-round picks to not have to be for a quarterback next year. Ultimately, it's probably still going to be that. But it's like, it's bothering me, man.
Yeah, it's the same situation as last year. It's just amplified now. Because last year we came into it, and we're like, okay, well, you got these first-round picks coming your way. So the easiest path is Jalen Hurts is good, and you use those first-round picks to make the team better. And he was good enough. That's essentially what you did, but you also pushed it back a little bit in the genius of Howie Roseman. He did that while making the team good. But now, if I'm Jalen Hurts, I'm looking at it like, well, yeah, I got opportunities here, but in the back of his mind, and maybe not him because he's a cyborg who doesn't feel
emotion, apparently. Yeah, I mean, he's an awesome dude. Like, I want him to be very good.
Right, but from his perspective, he should feel pressure this year because he's got everything he's ever going to get. A.J. Brown is the best wide receiver to put on an Eagles uniform since Terrell Owens.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking down the barrel of two first-round picks next year and a great quarterback class by all accounts. Like, you got to produce with that, dude. And that's not a negative by any means.
No, but it's
certainly
not.
Like, the clock is definitely ticking. And, yeah, all eyes are on him because I'm not worried about the wide receivers anymore. I'm not worried about the running back, even though he's in a contract year. You can find running backs. I'm not worried about the offensive line. I'm not worried about tight end. Like, he's the guy. So, dude, you got to show up because everything hinges on you.
I mean, the spotlight was on him for me last year, but that's when I thought a Russell Wilson was a possibility, right? Like, I to this day, wish they made the trade for Russell Wilson. Now, I know you don't get A.J. Brown, you don't get Jordan Davis, you know, all this kind of stuff, but to this day, I still wish they got Russell Wilson. Hell, I was ready to get Aaron Rodgers, right? Because I don't care about 5 years from now. I care about next year. Right? Like, I want to see winning sooner rather than later. So the spotlight was on him last year. But this year now, for the collective fan base, because there are a lot of people that like Jalen Hurts, right? They really do. And like not just as the dude, like I like him as the dude, but as a player. There were people that went as far as comparing his stats through 2 years to Josh Allen's stats through 2 years. And like, come on. It's like the Sixers thing with DeAndre Jordan. Eye test, right? I don't need to look at numbers to tell me that DeAndre Jordan played like ass yesterday and shouldn't play anymore. I don't need numbers to tell me that Jalen Hurts is better than what I see. All right? I don't. Josh Allen has a cannon of an arm. Jalen Hurts is not. Jalen Hurts, yes, spotlight, not just from me, from now the collective fan base is on him this year because he has all these weapons. There's no more excuses.
No.
There were people that excused him last year because, oh, they didn't have enough weapons. Devontae Smith is a legit wide receiver in this league. Legit. Yeah. And he didn't throw it to him. Couldn't hit him. Couldn't hit Quez Watkins. There was plays. Remember the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playoff game?
Yes.
Quez Watkins downfield wide open.
And just couldn't get it there.
I know he'd even look at him.
Yep.
His first instinct is step back. My first read isn't there. Head down. Let me try to escape. So it's bothering me, man, because I want to have so much fun thinking about the Eagles. But then I always get back to that. But he's also not terrible. He's just not going to win you anything. Does that make sense? Like, no. He is that borderline quarterback.
I get you, but I'd rather have borderline than can't do it. There are teams out there with quarterback. Like,
yeah.
There are teams out there either going in with a rookie quarterback or a guy that they know stinks that they're just in that situation. Like, there is a world where Jalen Hurts comes out and he's a much better quarterback. His arm's not going to be stronger.
Right.
But his progression reading could be better. His pocket presence could be better. Like, there is a world where he comes out and he's a much better quarterback this year. So I choose to live in that world.
All right.
Because the Sixers world is
kicking me in. No, but I might go into that world. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I can't help but every time I think about the Eagles, I think about all the positives. And yes, I'm terribly, terribly concerned about the secondary, but then I always come back to Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, no, jump into this world with me. It's nice over here. The water's warm, grass is greener. It's beautiful. And maybe I'll be a fool when
the world where you basically ignore reality. All right, yeah. that's the metaverse.
Not necessarily.
All right, that sounds good.
There's green grass and nice water in the real world.
All right, sounds good. Do you have any quick morning thoughts? I'm sorry.
Why am I waking up at 4 a.m. again? Did the Sixers really put in this type of effort? You know, when you wake up at 4 a.m., it's hard to have the positive morning thought.
I will say this. I have energy today.
Do you?
Coop slept 4 straight hours yesterday.
Oh, look.
And dude, 4 straight hours was like 4 days.
You know what that is? That is a kid who understands the situation. He's like, Sixers played rough. I need to come up big for mom and pop here, and I got to sleep a little bit.
Well, it's more so for pop because he woke up early for her turn to feed. And then slept the 4 straight hours when it would have been my turn.
So I didn't even go. Look at that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.